Lawrence taken to ground a second time then. Might have been a penalty against the Tigers. Play on it is Terry Evans Green. Tom Trbojevic for Jake Trbojevic.
Well, happy.
It's not the old firm, it's the new firm. Trbojevic Brothers Incorporated.
Very different players, but gifted nonetheless, both those guys, and even more coming up through the family. We saw that in the under-16s that were in action over last Wednesday night before the Origin as well, with another Trbojevic brother. Trent Barrett's pretty happy to have them within the Manly on the Northern Beaches Peninsula, I imagine. Trent joins us on the line. G'day, mate. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, it was good. We got away with it in the end. There was a few hairy moments there, but good enough to get 2 points.
Oh, you are flying at the moment, aren't you? Inside the top four now, Trent. A try like that to the weekend, that's a training drill. And you must be sitting in the coach's box just smiling when stuff like that comes off.
Yeah, it's good when they come off. You know, we do put a lot of work into things like that and trying to pull apart different pieces of the opposition. But, you know, I was just glad we got a win in the end. Berkey, to be honest, it was a bit of another danger game for us, I suppose. You're fighting, playing those sides that are, fighting for survival and trying to make a run home to try and jag a spot in the eight. So it was always going to be a tough one. They got some dangerous individuals and Tedesco and those sort of blokes, but, you know, we got there in the end.
After this Origin period, Trent, do you sit down as a coach and think, okay, there's a different part of the season now starts to the run up to the finals?
Yeah, definitely. I think, I said yesterday, the stakes go up a little bit. Mm. You know, those top teams are fighting it out to get a top four finish, which is really important. And then there's a cluster of teams around still fighting for those last few spots in the eight. So, you know, you can see the finish line, I guess, but it's still a long way away. We're still at another 6-7 games and some really important ones in there.
I imagine it's a bit of bittersweet for you too as well, Brent. You've got some fantastic players in your time in your team, I should say. DCE, for example, not getting a start through Origin, but you're selfish enough to then to say, hey, we love him in this period where he can play for Manly and play well. He's been in outstanding form.
Yeah, he certainly has. You know, and I was disappointed for Cherry that he didn't get to get a game in during that series, but... you know, as I said, the selfish side of me was really happy that he didn't. He's been in, you know, probably some of the best form of his career, you know, and really consistent with it. He's a huge part of why we've been winning. And as is Blake Green, Greeny's foiled really well with Chez and taken a lot of pressure off him, you know, in organising the side. And Cherry's really stepped up in the games when we've needed him to, and he did again yesterday. Mm.
What's been the, I'm not saying the turning point, Trent, I know you would have had high expectations anyway, the form of DCE's been fantastic for you where he's got back to that level of a couple of years ago, the Trbojevic boys. Who's been the bit of a surprise packet for you, a bit of an unsung hero?
I guess a lot of the blokes that are just playing their roles in the team, a lot of our back rowers are pretty unheralded sort of players, and Frank Winterstein's played every game and he's come from rugby union last year, and we took a bit of a punt on Frank, and he's worked really hard. Now he doesn't stand out with the football too much for us, but he'll have a day out one day with the ball. But he's defensively, he's really good. Sean Lane's filled in for Curtis Sirenen, and he's done a really good job in the last 2 weeks. So those sort of players, Brian Kelly is another one.
Yep.
They're really playing well and playing their role in the side. They don't get the raps that some of the other blokes get, but they're just as important.
I recall a couple of weeks ago now, I remember doing it on the news, and your boys and yourself were talking about the respect perhaps that you weren't being shown, if that's the case, because you are a good team. You're in the top four now, sitting third at the moment. Is there respect now when you're playing the opposition teams, Trent? People must be looking out for you these days.
Yeah, it doesn't really worry me too much, to be honest. I'll use whatever motivation I can to get them up for the weekend. I'll think of something else this week. It's a bloody long year, and 26 rounds is a hell of a long time. And as I said, it's a period now where the standard goes up a little bit. And I think whoever can get into that top four and whoever can make the semi-finals with the healthiest squad, he's going to be in with a real show.
Mentally a challenge for a coach, Trent. I mean, you've got to come up and work out what makes everybody click, and then you've got to try and deliver that on a weekly basis with a bit of a new twist. It's a mental challenge.
Yeah, it is. You know, and a lot of, you know, you hear a lot of coaches say it's a 24-hour job, and it really is. And a lot of that is about thinking about how we can get them up and getting different individuals up every week, I suppose, because it is a bloody long year. Bit of a Melbourne Cup run.
Yeah.
There's a lot of planning that goes into what we do, and hopefully we're timing it right, and we've still got some good footy left in us.
I know you don't want to look too far ahead, mate. You got your old club, the Dragons, then Melbourne, then the Roosters. So you're going to know where you're at in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and there's still another month of footy after that. Still got 4 games after that.
That's right.
You know, as we know, Melbourne and the Roosters are always difficult. The Dragons at Wynn Stadium are difficult. And, you know, we found out yesterday that the West Tigers, although they're coming 15th, they're difficult. So but there's no easy ones. If you're off, you get beaten. And we just got to make sure we're on next week again.
And it's a must-win for the Dragons.
Yeah, it is. You know, and as I said, it makes them even more dangerous. You know, they'll be desperate to cling on to that 8th spot. And we need to be desperate to hold on to our 3rd spot. And, you know, that it makes for another good game.
Mate, injury-wise, you got out of it okay?
Yeah, we're pretty good. Nothing too serious. We're carrying blokes, a few blokes carrying some niggles. But that time of year, everyone's in the same boat. It's a difficult period, but we're just going to manage them. We've got a 7-day turnaround, so it's handy. But I'll know more at the back end of the week. But looking okay at this stage.
Good on you, mate. Congrats on the weekend, and try and keep it going.
Good on you. Thanks, fellas.
Well done. There he goes. Trent Barrett there, coach of the Manly side. And, of course, we've got Melbourne 2 clear at the top of the table. Then you've got the Roosters in second position. Then you've got this logjam. All locked on 11 wins. Manly, Broncos, Cronulla, Cowboys. Exciting conclusion coming up.
The other week I was, I probably had to wait till my wife this, but I snuck down to the golf range the other day and I saw Tommy and Jake Trbojevic just there. I didn't realise the size of Tommy Trbojevic. He is huge. He's about 6'3" and built. I thought, wow, he can hit a ball a long way too.
His legs are long.
He's got long legs. He's just a big human.
He's got long legs. Yeah. Remember Paul Hoff?
Yeah, Paul Hoff, very similar.
You wouldn't remember Phil Mann, would you?
Phil Mann, no.
Back for Para?
No.
He was a big... He had long legs.
No.
Many of our listeners would remember him, 1353. 53.